Meet the Rookies is brought to you by the Chicago Tribune.
Mitch had a fantastic senior season. He's had a fantastic career here at Mentor High. He was the local News Herald and Plain Dealer Player of the Year. He was Northeast District Offensive Player of the Year. He was the State of Ohio's Offensive Player of the Year. And more impressively, he was a 2012 winner for Mr. Football for the State of Ohio.
In for a touchdown, Mentor.
I live in Big Ten country, Northeast Ohio, so you got Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State, the more the big time programs in this area, and I was looking to stay closer to home, but it just wasn't in the plan. And I went down to North Carolina, and the coaching staff just got there, and they said they were building this new program up into something special. And I just went down there, fell in love with the campus and the plan that they had and the vision, and I just knew it was the spot for me down in North Carolina. This whole process has been surreal. There were definitely points throughout college where I was thinking maybe my NFL dreams are too far to reach because I wasn't even getting my opportunities at North Carolina. But I just kept working for it, put my head down, go to work, just trust and believe in the people around me and believe in myself. And luckily I got my opportunity at North Carolina to show what I could do, and now I finally get to live out my dream of playing in the NFL. I had no idea or any expectations going into draft night. I just knew a dream was going to come true to be able to play in the NFL. I didn't get a call, so Roger Goodell's walking up to the podium, and he's calling out the number two pick, and I didn't think it was going to be me because I didn't even get a phone call. So I'm just watching the TV, and he says my name.
The Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky.
I just really couldn't believe it. It was a great night for me, my family, and friends.
Our family is very close. Mitchell is the oldest of four kids, and he's a leader. He just wants to set a good example, just to do things the right way and just be a good example for his younger siblings.
My family, they mean everything to me. It's really been incredible. I mean, from a young age, it's pretty much all about sacrifices. And my parents put a lot of time and money to allow me to play sports, allow me to train. Everything I do, I try to do for them and make them proud.
Wherever he's at on the field, in the weight room, or in the film study, he just gives it everything he's got, and you know, his passion definitely and hard work shows.
Even when he was not our starting quarterback, he made it a point to be the hardest working guy on the practice field every day, knowing that he's working for something bigger than just that day. He had a long-term, big picture approach. He knew what he wanted to accomplish, and I think deep down inside, I think he knew this day was coming, and this is what he was working for.
If you want to achieve something, you have to have a plan in place to be able to achieve those goals, dreams, and aspirations. So I set my goals very high, and as soon as I know I'm going to reach a goal, I scratch it off and make the goal even higher. I think it's just part of who I am, just being a driven individual. I've just always been ultra competitive in pretty much everything I've done. I've never been complacent. I don't ever feel like it's been enough. I like pushing myself to the limits and see how much I can accomplish. And I've made it this far into the NFL, but I want to see how far I can take it, which in this case is a Super Bowl now.
Trubisky going to the end zone. Man, wide open. It's Switzer. Touchdown, Carolina.
His leadership skills are more of a quiet leader, leads by example. You know, as long as everybody's in there for the common goal, you know, he's good. But if there's something that he needs to say in the huddle or on the field, I mean, he'll do it. But he won't be that rah-rah guy in the huddle, and he won't be that in-your-face type of guy on the field.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, you see their different leadership styles, and they're always in total control. It's about confidence, not only in themselves but in their teammates. It's about preparation, having poise. When things don't go right and you hit adversity, you gotta be that guy who doesn't even flinch. It's just being able to be clutch when your team needs a big time play. You need to be that guy that needs to deliver. Some of the best quarterbacks, they don't come off the field. They're tough. They can play through injury, play through tough hits, and that's what it takes to stay on the field and help your team win. I know there's going to be a huge learning curve for me, learning this playbook and getting to work, but I'm anxious and excited, and nobody likes to work like me. And yeah, it's going to be a long road ahead, but I'm going to embrace the grind. I'm just very blessed I get to continue to play the game I love, and working better to get better every day. That's exactly what I want to do. So I can't wait for the challenges ahead. I feel like I can make all the throws. I have good mobility to get out of the pocket and create on the run. But it's all about getting the ball to my teammates and being a great leader. I feel like I can be the ultimate teammate, and I have in the past, and I'm just continuing to push and help my teammates get better every day. And I'm a nasty competitor, so I'm going to try to win at all costs.
Meet the Rookies is brought to you by the Chicago Tribune.